Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see potential in people beyond what they can see in themselves and help them draw that out and map out the steps to take so they can manifest this truest vision for themselves. So I am super excited to introduce Janelle Anderson. Now, Janelle is a confidence coach for women business owners and leaders. Her specialty lies in helping women embrace their values so they can show up, stand up, and speak up in fearless confidence. And with her powerful confidence building formula, women are able to conquer the imposter within and unchain their hidden unlimited potential. Empowered by newfound confidence, action-oriented strategies, and tools, they are able to grow and scale a thriving business and make an incredible impact on the world. Now, Janelle works with clients one-on-one in her signature course, Fearless and Confidence Formula. And she also facilitates two online clubs, the Confidence Club and the Speaker Sisterhood Club. Now, Janelle is a speaker and an author as well, and host of the Women Emerging Fearlessly podcast. Her new book, Take Center Stage, Be the Star of Your Own Story, is due to be released mid-2021. Well, welcome, Janelle. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you for having me, Wendy. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women business owners and leaders, for that matter, really step into their power and overcome all those limiting self-doubts. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Wonderful. I can't wait to share it with you.
Now, Janelle, always top of my list is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
I was in my mid-50s, late-50s, at that point in time where a lot of women, men too, but women start asking themselves, like, what am I doing? How did that many years go by so fast? Am I doing what I love? That whole thing started happening. I was working as an office manager. I had a 20-plus year career as a teacher. Before that, my husband and I ran a couple of brick and mortar businesses, closed for different reasons. And here I was working as an office manager. It was okay work, but it did not light me up. It was not exciting me. It wasn't passion filled and all of that. And I felt like, wow, 50 some years just flew by and it's not going to slow down, I don't think. So
We hope not, right?
In fact, it'll probably speed up. So I just said to myself, well, if I really want to fulfill my purpose and find my passion and make a difference and an impact from now on, then I better get to it, And so that set me on this search. And I knew that I did want to create my own business. My goal was that by the time I reached 65, I'd already have it going, running, operating at full, income full time, that I could then just step into that. I'm not the type of person to just sit, and be retired. And so I knew I wanted to have something that was passionate, that was purposeful, that made an impact. And so I started to look for what was that. And it was a while before I discovered coaching and that coaching was actually a thing I could make money doing and that it was really my thing. Like it lit me up like nothing else did. And so that's what the tipping point was. It was like, okay, I got to do something and I need to find the thing.
That moment when you just looked in the mirror and said, wait a second.
Yes.
50 years have gone by and here I am, and this is not it. So you start asking those really key reflective questions, it sounds like, to just kind of stop in your tracks. And, you know, thankfully something prompted you to just wake up instead of continuing, because those 50 years went by so quickly, you know, that another 10, 15, 20 could easily slip by. And so I love that. And obviously, given the fact that you, for a period of your time, were a teacher, you have that ability within yourself to not only pass on concepts and, you know, knowledge, but also that it sounds like a real passion for wanting to, you know, support people through that, you know, transformation. So yeah, it makes sense that this would really land with, you know, your journey. And it's exciting to hear, you know, that you mustered up the courage to step out on something that sounds like was a fairly new, you know, coaching, right? Mm-hmm. And we all know that athletes have coaches. They have forever and ever. You know, you see these Olympians up there on the edge of a course or a half pipe or something, and there's their coach, you know, and they're already at the top of their game, but they've got a coach. But for professionals to have coaches, that's something that is just, you know, within the past few decades come into the picture. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Definitely. Well, I started taking on paying clients while I was still in my training. It was in 2014 in the fall. So almost 7 years.
Okay. Yes. Yep. Yes. 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was scary for sure. And I would say my vision has definitely changed. When I started, I was just thinking, well, I want to help women like me. Women in their midlife years who are working, you know, the day job and want to find what they really want to do. And so that's where I started. And for quite a while, I'd probably say probably at least 3 years, that was my focus. And then gradually I started to notice that I was attracting more and more women business owners and entrepreneurs and even leaders who already were doing what they loved, but they needed some help in this area of confidence and really stepping into the fullness of who they are and showing up 100% in whatever it is they're doing, especially growing their business. And of course, I could relate to that as well. And I found that I loved working with clients like that because they were already doing stuff in the world and they just wanted to go higher and deeper. And then I switched my vision to that and have been doing that for the last two, three years, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense because they obviously have that big vision for themselves. And I don't know about you, but, and maybe we'll talk about this, but, you know, when you're working for somebody else and part of a bigger picture, then the limiting beliefs aren't quite as apparent as when you jump into business for yourself. And then suddenly everything relies on, you know, your leadership skills, your confidence, your vision, and taking the actions. And it's all, you know, there's no bigger corporation that you're part of. It's all you. So
it's all you.
That is where those limiting beliefs really take center stage and become glaring. Is for lack of a better word.
Yes.
And so that stands to reason. Those would be people that would be raising their hands, jumping up and down, Janelle, please help me.
Yes.
So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh, yes. I would say what you just said was my first one, even though I knew that I really wanted to be a coach and I wanted to start my own business. By the time I landed there, I was 61. And I knew I wanted to do that, but the thought of starting my own business and marketing myself and putting myself out there, that was terrifying because I really didn't think I could do it. I asked myself over and over again, are you sure you want to do this? Do you think you can do it? I mean, yes, you can coach, but can you build a business? Can you attract clients?
And what are you thinking? Yeah,
you're going to be depending on yourself. Yeah. And and along with that, I did struggle some with the age. I thought a few times, I thought, well, you know, maybe I'm too old to be like putting money into a training, certification training and starting a business, starting something brand new. I mean, at age 61, I mean, come on, Janelle, you should be, you know, calming down.
Calming down. Yeah. The knitting needles.
Yes.
Now, where's
the
crochet?
Yeah. Shouldn't you just be happy doing what you're doing until it's time to retire? And then you can just sit in your rocking chair on the porch.
And you started screaming, no,
I can't. No. Yeah. That didn't last very long because I was like, no, that's not me. And then I Googled women over 50 and 60 and even 70 who had started their own businesses at an older age. And I found so many of them. Mm. And it really encouraged me. And they became like my inspiration. I thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Right.
You know, Grandma Moses, I think, was 70s or 80s or something when she started her.
Okay.
Artwork.
Interesting. Yeah. It sounds like you had some self-doubts that were attached to your age. And so what I'm hearing you say is you started Googling and noticing that others have done this, kind of like the 4-minute mile, right? Oh, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
That was
exactly.
One of those techniques. Yeah. I love that. That always, in fact, that's the inspiration for this podcast. This that we're running is that it, to illuminate how, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And that, and you've just given that credence in terms of what helped you overcome that limiting belief around your age, which obviously you have all the wisdom. See, I don't celebrate birthdays. I celebrate wisdom days.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's so true. We have all this wisdom.
Yes. And obviously you have plenty of vitality and vision and with the background of not only the teacher role that you played, but sounds like, you know, within various different businesses that you and your husband ran. So lots of expertise that you're bringing forward to share with women.
Yeah. And I think that was a big part of that limiting belief was that I'm still alive. I mean, come on, you know, you're still alive. You're healthy. You have lots in you to share. So let's just do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the other challenge was, you know, do I know enough about business? Will I be able, because in our businesses with my husband, he did all the marketing and I just did the office manager type stuff.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And I was always worried or not worried, but a little intimidated by marketing and putting myself out there and speaking up like, this is what I do and doing it in confidence and doing it in a way that would attract clients. Cause I would always think, well, who am I, you know, who am I to be out there offering this? You know, they don't know me. And so that was another big one. It took a little while it took the first few years really to overcome that. It was a bit by bit, I would say, you know, and I would say to myself all the time, like, whatever I don't know, whether it's some piece of technology, because there's an overwhelming amount of that to learn.
And it's always changing, right? There's
the
next version or the next app or something else that, you know, it makes our life easier, but there's still a little bit of a learning
curve. Learning curve. Yes. Always.
Always.
With whatever platform, and I'm pretty good with technology, but you know, one reason that I will procrastinate is if I don't know how to do something. And so I've really, you know, like you said earlier, I'm my own boss, so nobody's going to do it for me. So I would often say to myself, you can learn it. You are good at learning. And if you can't, you can find somebody to either do it for you or teach you how. Mm-hmm. So I always had that mindset, like, whatever roadblock I would come up against that was related to business or marketing or something I didn't know, I'd remind myself, I can learn this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I love how you have these conversations with yourself. Yes. And you have these direct, all right, I know you're telling me that, you know, I'm crazy and that I can't do this, but really, you know what, I've done this and this and this and this, so I think I can do this. And the other side of you says, okay, all right, sure.
Yeah.
Thankfully, right. They've backed down and you've persevered, because obviously you're an expert at, you know, helping women business owners and leaders overcome their limiting beliefs and learn, you know, exactly how to tap into their power and become unstoppable, which you've walked your talk. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Oh, definitely. This has been one of the ones.
No hesitation there. Okay.
Yeah,
and one it's of those skill sets.
I see this in all the women I work with too. It's pretty common. We don't want to be salesy. We don't like that.
No.
We don't want to feel like we're pressuring somebody into anything. And
of course
that was probably the biggest one. And naming my price, you know, and at the beginning too, I was like, oh, how can I charge people for doing something I love? And it's just like, I'm having a conversation with them.
Right.
So it's been a challenge, and I'm at each step of the way, I've managed to go the next level and charge the higher price. And I love how you say client enrollment. I think that feels so much more authentic to us as women than the sales process.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Enrolling in not only in you, but in themselves. So
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. So right now I'm getting ready to step into something bigger. And every time I get to that place in my business, I start running into the higher price and are women going to pay me this bigger price for my higher end program? So I'm finding myself in that quandary again that I have run into many times before.
Right. Yeah. And you're definitely not alone in that challenge or, you know, little stumbling block of, you know, stepping into a new program, a new offer at a new level that you're working with people. But yeah, I would love to share maybe a technique or a mindset shift around that might move the needle for you.
Oh, I would love that. Definitely bring it on.
Okay. So this is interesting because, you know, when we do set our rates, you know, the investment level for working with us, you know, whether that's through a group program or one-on-one or even, you know, consuming an online course where we've taken all of our knowledge and put it into this step-by-step process for others to go at their own pace, you know, there is that quandary about what would be a good dollar figure to associate with this. And sometimes we get so hung up on that dollar figure and we start projecting, what others are going to think about that dollar figure. And really what it comes down to is fully embracing the before and the after. Right? You see these pictures of various either cosmetic procedures or, you know, creams or something, and it's the before and the after, right? And it's like noticeable. With the intangible, what is noticeable? There's there's nothing that we can look in the mirror and see, or is there? And so that's really the art, is to help your ideal prospective clients quantify and make tangible the before and the after. And so, boy, a year-long program, a year. And we all know that limiting beliefs or self-doubts or, all of those things that are the inner game that keep us playing small have been the result of a lifetime, typically anyway, not always, but typically, of patterns and beliefs and behaviors. And so they're pretty well ingrained.
Right.
And so for you to say that, oh, we can get this done in 6 weeks, in my mind, you know, that would almost be like impossible. Whereas a year, I would think, oh boy, that we're going to really get a lot of work done in a year of working with you. I'm going to be like completely different. I'll show up, I'll look the same in the mirror, but I will have the inner game to play like a champion. Like I was making that analogy with all the top athletes. They have coaches that allow them to play at that elite level. And, you know, so associating a value, you know, and having any sort of internal hesitations about, oh, will women pay this? Well, nobody wants to pay $2,000, $5,000, $20,000. Nobody wants to just write a check. But do they want the outcome? And right. So the shift that I'm recommending for you is to always focus on the outcome and not even think twice once you've done your internal, you know, review and based on the level of the amount of time you're going to be investing and what all you're going to be generating to provide this experience for each of your clients at that level. You've done that work and you've come up with that investment level. Then forget about it. The price is the price. The investment level is the investment level. And instead of continuing to attach, then it's almost like you're having that internal conversation again with that, that smaller thinking person that's saying, who are you to be charging that and why, and who would ever pay that, Janelle? Mm. You know, there's that little inner voice that is gnawing at your ear.
Yes.
That's completely illogical. And you've already come to this conclusion. And so leaning into always focusing on the outcome of the work versus anything that has to do with the actual price. So does that make a difference?
Yes, that's huge. And I think you've hit on several things that I definitely want to write down and use and read out loud and remind myself. I love the analogy with the athletes and just thinking of, I am going to help this person become an elite like version of themselves and then help them to envision what would that be like. And it does take a year, or at least, I mean, it's taken me more than that, but it does take a long time to deal with all the limiting beliefs and ways of thinking and patterns that you've established. And so I want to attract women that want to do that deeper work, that want to become an elite version of themselves, that are ready to make that kind of investment. And so that helped me a lot. Think about the outcome of where I want them to be. And that's the focus, so that they can focus on that as well.
Yeah.
And then I think it's a no-brainer. Of course, you're going to invest. And when you invest big into yourself like that, you will do the work. You will show up. Mm-hmm. You'll invest your time, your energy, and you will be really excited about, you know, the different person you're going to be and how it will impact the rest of your life. It's not just that year. It's the rest of your life.
Right. Yeah.
Which Perfect. Is priceless, really.
There we go. So you've talked yourself right up onto the
pinnacle. I know. That was awesome. Thank
All
you.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. Well, I'm glad that made a difference in your perspective. So, and you know, Janelle, I'm curious here with regard to the pandemic, you know, that has turned people's worlds upside down in so many different ways, not only the health and safety, but, you know, jobs and businesses and suddenly, you know, boundaries have disappeared and we're all working from home. You know, kids are schooling from home and, you know, I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, but can you share a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
Sure. I've done a lot of work online and on the phone. So as far as people being at home, that part didn't affect my business, but what I found started happening with my clients was this strange kind of mindset shift where they began to think in terms of, I'm limited now and I'm limited in everything. And they would not show up for their sessions. They kept putting them off thinking that they couldn't have their coaching sessions for some reason. And so this thinking of, you know, we are closed in, we are isolated, you know, this terrible thing is happening. And so that means I have to like shut down everything.
Right.
And I would say, but I'm still here and we can still do this work, you know, on the phone and on the internet. And you need that even more. You need the support I'm offering. You need to still be investing in yourself and having that support to help you through this extremely stressful time. And it was just this weird dynamic, you know, and so really helping women to see that when the world goes crazy and everything seems to be falling apart, or there's just this intense stress, that's the time to take care of yourself even more and to get the support that you need, and don't to feel guilty that you need it, because we all do. And then it became like this time of, for a lot of my clients and me too, is this time to do a lot of self-reflection and, you know, what do I really want and what am I doing and who am I really? And so then it began with a lot of my clients to become a really special time where they were able to slow down, do a lot more self-reflection, make some changes in their lifestyle, in the practices that they were doing like every day, and just understanding the benefit of that, you know, going out in nature more often. And so I started to see that happen too.
Yeah. It did really cause people to, you know, go into scarcity and fear mode. So yeah, that stands to reason why the work that you do is just so critical, and, you know, helping people step outside of these limiting beliefs. It's so, so important.
It really is. And to just have the courage to stand up for yourself, because I think often women don't do that, and just express what it is you need, what you want, and not feel guilty that you need time for yourself or that you are investing more in your own development. I think that is super important, not only during a pandemic, but anytime. But I feel like the pandemic really kind of shone a light for a lot of women in that area that became very apparent that they either have not been investing in themselves or taking care of themselves, or they have felt guilty for doing that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, how do you work with women leaders and business owners who want to finally claim their power and stand strong? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. I was trained in this method called core energy, and I love it because I am always interested in the inner person, who they are on the inside before dealing with any of the outer things. And so instead of just focusing on what's your next task or your next goal, I want to focus on who they are, because if you don't do that kind of inner work and learn how to identify those patterns of thinking and how you show up in stress and what are the triggers that put you into an emotional roller coaster or whatever it might be, then you can set all the goals that you want, but you'll still run into these patterns of thinking and you will continue to be frustrated or not reach your goal, not reach your fullest potential. I mean, that is my genius zone. And so I work a lot on internal things, like what are you thinking and your emotions attached with that? What is the energy that comes from that? What are your patterns of thinking? And I have an assessment I use as well for that in my practice. And I have a webinar coming up soon that I would love to invite your listeners to come to, where I go into this in more depth. But I've come up with a formula. I call it the Fearless Confidence Formula, especially to help women to identify where they're not confident and why. So there's that mindset shifting, and also begin to put into action so that you build confidence. So I kind of mix the two, because you can do all the inner work all day long, but if you don't actually start taking some action, you're not going to get anywhere.
Right, right.
But if you try to take action without dealing with those inner blocks, you'll run up against a wall.
Mm-hmm. Keep them small.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's especially around speaking up, because I have found that women will not speak up in all the various aspects of their life if they're not confident. They will, and then that will keep them from growing their business, because as we've been talking about, you have to put yourself out there, which means you have to tell people what you do. You have to be able to, you know, share with a potential client or customer how you can serve them and offer what you offer to them. You've got to be able to go out and network and talk to other people and ask for referrals. And you've got to put your copy out there on your website and all the different ways, various ways that you are speaking up about who you are and about what you do. And I found that was one of the biggest blocks. So what I do is help them to articulate what you do and who you are. And when we're doing that kind of work, I call it like creating your magnetic message that just magnetizes your clients and your customers. And while we're digging into that, these mindset shifts start to happen because they start to see, oh, who am I really? And how do I communicate that? And as you begin to own it and see the value again that you're offering, your confidence will naturally grow and you'll want to begin to tell people. But along with that comes the practicing of speaking up. Mm-hmm. So the more that you speak up and hear yourself saying these words, like I do this and I do it really well, or I have this success, this accomplishment, and I did well, like being able to own that as a woman is huge. And so we put those into words and we begin to say them. And that's one of the biggest boosts, I guess I could say, or obstacle removers for women is when they hear themselves speaking these words of affirmation over themselves and they believe it, then they're going to show up differently in every place they go.
Yes. And yeah.
It could even be at work in a meeting, you know? And so we practice having the client conversations and we practice this and we make them authentic and real, like in your own voice, not some script that you're just reading, but how do you communicate with someone and show up in curiosity and serving them? And how can you make this a conversation and a relationship, which is what we women like to do, mm-hmm. instead of a sales thing. You're right. Not trying to convince them, you are inviting them. You're inviting them into your world. You're inviting them into a conversation with you about, you know, what is their need, and you're listening, you know, and you're showing up in service and you're trying to find out what are their challenges and how can you meet those if you can. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very cool process, and it really helps women shift out of, am I good enough to do this? Do I have what it takes to offer this? Who am I? This whole focus on me and my deficits, and it switches it to them. And women are really good at that. We're really good at giving and serving and showing up for other people. And so we really bring that into the whole sales conversation or client enrollment and practicing it. And also even some of the presenting in public techniques, because I often go to networking events and see women struggling with getting up in front and saying, you know, you get this 10-minute window of opportunity and they either won't do it or they kind of don't know what to say and how to present it in a way that's clear and mm-hmm. concise and also authentic, but also communicates to everyone in the room how they can refer people to you. So that's a very important part too. Right. And just getting out there, you know, the confidence to get out there. So in my webinar, I go into that in more depth in the course that I offer too.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, so you offer one-on-one coaching and mm-hmm. a course. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can reach me. My website is emerginglifecoaching.com, E-M-E-R-G-I-N-G. And there's a contact form on there, or they could just simply email me at janelle@emerginglifecoaching.com. And I also am on Facebook. My Facebook page is also called Emerging Life Coaching. And I'm on Instagram. I am on LinkedIn. Oh yeah. My podcast, Women Emerging Fearlessly, that can be found on any podcast, pretty much any popular podcast platform.
Okay. Fantastic. So that is emerginglifecoaching.com.
Yes.
And our listeners can also follow you on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, right? Yeah. Yes. And then your podcast is, let's see, can you share the name of that again? I wasn't writing yes. fast enough.
Oh, that's okay. Women Emerging Fearlessly.
Okay.
And I also have a Facebook group, which is the same name too.
Okay, fantastic. I love the titles of your programs and,
oh, thank you.
And groups. Women Emerging Fearlessly podcast. That's great. So awesome. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. And, you know, obviously, you know, like I said, you have quite a wealth of business building experience through the experience, not only with your coaching practice, but with your husband as well and his various brick and mortar businesses. And I, you know, would love to tap on you one last time here in our conversation. Can you share maybe a golden nugget of wisdom with, say, one of our listeners who, you know, maybe there's doubting they're doubting their ability to succeed, or they're frustrated with their decision to have started their own business. Is there anything that you might share based on your own experience in building your businesses?
Sure. I know that feeling well. I've had that question come up in my mind several times. You know, especially like, you know, you're putting all your stuff out there on social media or in your email community, trying to build your email list or whatever you're doing. And it's like it goes nowhere, or you hear crickets and you start asking yourself, why am I doing all this work? I mean, it doesn't look like anything is happening. And I would say that's normal, first of all, but I would just say, I'll drop a golden nugget that my coach told me once. And that is that you've got to remember you are planting seeds. My husband is the gardener in the family, and he plants his garden every year, and you don't see anything for a while. You have to water it. You have to weed it. You have to nurture it, but it is in there and it is growing, and you will start to see the fruit of what you're doing. And so the perseverance and the persistence, the consistency to keep on with that garden, keep nurturing the garden, keep planting the seeds, keep watering it, and be consistent and know your why. That's what'll keep you going during the time where you don't see anything growing and nothing seems to be happening. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Like, have a clear why. And that has kept me going so many times. And I would say I would do this work for free if I could. That's how important it is to me. That's how passionate I am. It's my why. My why is empowering women to be the best that they can be and to walk into their genius zone and to shine their light and fulfill their purpose. And it's so important to me to do that work that I will keep going no matter what. So you've got to have that. You've got to know your why. And if your why isn't strong enough to keep working on whatever you're working on, then you need to make some tweaks there and make sure that you are pursuing a business and growing a business that is founded on a very strong why and a strong mission that will keep you going.
Yeah. Great. Oh, I love both of those things. You know, don't assume that once you start into business that your plant is going to be blossoming and bearing fruits instantly.
Right.
Have this period of cultivation and watering and nurturing before it does finally start coming up above the ground and actually becoming its own. So
yeah,
I love that. And this stay connected or reconnect with the why. So perfect. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing both of those priceless golden nuggets of wisdom. So, and, you know, I have just so enjoyed our conversation and learning, you know, more about your journey from your early work as an office manager, you know, following your period of time as a teacher and supporting your husband through his brick and mortar businesses, and that point in your life where you just stopped, you know, I'm in my 50s. What happened? How did this time just vanish? And realizing, wait a second, there's more for me, and there's more for others. And I need to really figure out what this is. And you, through a lot of very important questions for yourself, landed on this impactful work that you're now doing as a confidence coach for women business owners and leaders, and helping them conquer their imposter within and build, grow, and scale thriving businesses so that they can make incredible impacts in the world. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, thank you for having me. And I have also truly enjoyed the conversation as well.
Thank you. Yeah. And for all our listeners, remember, you can reach Janelle Anderson through her website. Again, that is emerginglifecoaching.com. You can also follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and be sure to tune into her podcast, which sounds like it is full of a wealth of information. And that is Women Emerging Fearlessly podcast. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Janelle Anderson. And as always, here's to your success.